So what's happening, everybody? It's another Friday night right here at Churchill Smoke Shop. It's another episode of Good Brothers Media Podcast right here on the Hill. As always, I got my right-hand man, my partner in crime, Mr. P. Powell to the third power, Mr. Preston Powell the third.
What's going on, Chad, man? What's going on? Always, like I always say, it's always be here on a good Friday, the brothers of the Good Brothers Committee for the podcast. This week's cigar of the week is the Nimbus Thunder by Rocky Patel. If you're not familiar with the sticks, one of the more popular sticks at the shop.
Great
Take a look at
stick.
this video right here. With that being said, Chad, I'm going to pop this one open. I'm going to smoke one today. I haven't smoked this in a long time. I mean, when he came to the shop once and gave out a whole bunch of samples, but this goes back to like one of the original sticks we had when we first opened. A
Oh,
good
wow.
rep, he a guy he used to represent. I think Scott Salmon does it now, but they always take care of us at Rocky. So Nimbus is this a good stick? It's a good stick to smoke.
Right.
Tonight we got the Queen of the Hill has her pre-Valentine's Day celebration going on here at the shop tonight. They got some things going out there, some vendors over here. I don't know what that is, hearts and stuff like that. They got wine for the ladies and stuff like that, but we're gonna do what we always do, smoke it up, get a good little cocktail, get a good cocktail in you, and get the weekend started. So how's your week this week, man?
Man, I won't complain. Preston was pretty good, bro. Like I can't complain. God is
That's
great.
good.
God is amazing.
That's good. That's good. But this is the big week. Super Bowl weekend. Super
Yeah,
Bowl.
well, a
What is
lot of
this? Super Bowl what? 50 what?
ain't it 54? Ain't it? I
I
don't
think so. I think so. Man, look, Saints not playing, so I stopped counting the numbers after 2009.
I feel you
But
on that.
I don't even bother with it, boy. I know Johnny said he's gonna actually come up here and watch the game. So I know
Good deal.
I thought we talked about it a little bit last week. So you still sticking with who you got?
Yep.
Who did you say? Who do you say you had?
The Chiefs.
Yeah. I think I'm betting I'm gonna go, I'm gonna roll with the Chiefs. Go with Patrick Mahomes and go ahead and see if he can go ahead and I mean if he get this one, he's chasing Brady now. If he get this one, he's gonna be considered chasing Brady. Because this would be what, 3 wins in 4 years or 5 years?
I think five being the league seven. I think it's like year five, four.
Yes.
He did 3 and 5, I think.
3 and 5. That'll be big, man. 3 and 5. But see, man, I didn't know to me and Ray was talking, man. That man, Brady got seven?
Seven rings.
Hell no, why? I thought he only had five.
Seven. Took him 11 years to win three.
That's true. That's true. Right. That's true. That's true. That's a ooh. I don't think anybody ever catch that. I don't think you
Oh,
catch that.
it's gonna take a long time.
Yeah, I don't
Somebody
think.
real special.
Yeah, well, Patrick Mahomes special. Like 3 and 5 is big. So, I mean, talent wise, how many does he have to win to be considered better than Brady?
Eight.
Oh, you think he got to win more Super Bowl? I don't think he got to get all the way to eight.
I think so because you're talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you're
Yeah.
talking about another figure. You're talking about Marvel versus DC.
All right, got you.
It's like you're talking about Wolverine against the Beast. I can't think of the dude from DC. But anyway,
Yeah.
so you're talking about.
I don't believe the character like Beast and
Yeah, he was
DC.
part of the Alpha Force, DC.
Yeah. Oh. Oh,
But
that's a side
again,
question.
yeah, but again, you talk Tom Brady's another is on another level because of what he did, when he did it, how he did it. So,
Yeah.
but again, Patrick Mahomes is not far from that atmosphere. But you're talking about two good athletes on two different levels of success.
Right. Yeah, I think if he can get 5 or 6, that's when you can have those conversations. He gotta
Well,
get
you
at
know what?
least
You're right.
two
You're
or
right.
more. You start having those conversations. 'Cause see, Brady is the GOAT when it comes to quarterbacks, but he played on some pretty good teams, and he was a catalyst to win those games. But all those games, Patrick Mahomes, I think, is just at a little different level with the things he do with his team to win. If he can pull this one off and get about one or two more, I think you can start having that kind of discussion.
Yeah. At the same time, Tom Brady won with older guys from his team too.
Well, look, I was they considered me a Tom Brady hater. So I gave up the ghost when he won that one with Tampa. I was like, okay, I can't argue it no more. I can't argue no more. When he got that one to
he
Tampa,
balled out. He balled out.
I couldn't even argue that.
He balled out. You know, he balled out.
Speaking of which, you know, it's just beyond the Super Bowl and keeping the Super Bowl theme. Did you see the debate that happened when they start putting out the numbers dealing with Taylor Swift?
Oh yeah.
And then, you know, I think it was you know, on Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco on the nightcap, you know, Shannon Sharp said, hey, you know, Taylor Swift moves the needle. I think they put an article out there. She didn't have like a $350 million impact with bringing new eyes and ears to the game. And so Ocho said, well, Beyonce could do the same thing. And of course, Shannon's like, no, she can't. So they had this debate. Now, I've seen the debate elsewhere online. And I don't know what they're debating. It's not even close.
Right. Because I still remember when I mean, it cut you off. Uh-huh. I still remember when Beyonce stepped into the HBCU realm and what happened with HBCU bands at that time when that song came out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think the difference is, and I know he didn't mention race, but I know a couple of people I know in the when I saw some of the debates, they mentioned that, hey, the real reason is Taylor brings people who never have any implication or involvement in the sport whatsoever, young teenage white girls and stuff like that.
Right.
So when you think about Beyonce, the majority of her fans have some relationship or knowledge or participation in the NFL. Their boyfriends do, their uncles do, their dads do. But, you know, 16-year-old, you know, Bettys and Susies don't have a lot of relationship or participating in the financial things of the NFL. And I think those are the different eyes she brings, you know, she brings to the table. And just strictly population-wise, it's just kind of obvious that the kind of impact she would have over the beehive, I guess. What do they call Taylor Swift people?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I know Beyonce the beehive, so I forgot what they call her people. But that shows you right there how the gap between how we see things in the African-American community. I don't even know what they call Taylor Swift people. Oh, Swifties. Just hit Swift. I think that's it.
I guess.
I guess, but it brought up a lot of debate because I didn't realize this either. You know, I was a marketing major. The NFL fan base is now like 46% female.
Yeah, I can see that.
What is that's a huge number.
I can see that.
That's
I can
a
see
huge
that
number.
I can see that.
Yeah. You gotta go back out here again. Yeah. Yeah, so they, I don't even know. Go back to the email. That's helping Doug. Doug the, uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they happened last time. Yeah, so let's stop at that chat. That's a whole different, it's a whole different realm when you're talking about people you can bring to the table when you bring those two artists together. And then you got San Francisco, what's that, the fullback wife who do the clothing line, got a deal with the NFL.
Yeah, I think I forgot who, but I know you're talking about, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's got like a Polish name. I forgot. But anyway, you know, so, I mean, it's bringing more attention to that. And that market itself, you know, people just got to get real about some things. NFL about dollars. That's the bottom line. This for them, it's about making money. So I mean, first of all, if you're thinking about they care about the debate, they, you know, people are mad. They show Taylor Swift on the TV screen. They gonna show her every goddamn chance they get.
Yeah.
Oh, they see dollar signs. That's what they see. They don't see nothing else but dollar signs.
I mean, what else? Is there to see besides for good football?
And people getting upset. Oh, why are they showing her? I'm like, because she Money? Duck. Duck got his duck got in the building. I don't know if his volume connect.
I don't know. Duck sound like a speak and spell right now though. Woo! Like a speak and spell with water in that thing.
I can hear you, Kevin.
No, we can't hear you.
No, man.
You can't hear me? I can hear y'all fine.
Yeah, oh, now we can.
Oh, see, I was in there with all that.
Yeah, yeah, you probably got to get closer to your speaker. So, no, I didn't get the chance to ask you, you know, back Duck back Vincent with the Good Brothers on the Good Brothers Committee. So, who you got this weekend at Super Bowl?
Well, I'm going with Kansas City. I'm going with Kansas City.
What score?
Probably win by 3, 31-27. Maybe
that's 4 points. Maybe,
yeah, 4 points. I give 4 points. I ain't give him 7. I give him 4. I think it'll be a high scoring game.
About high scoring game, you think a lot of points can put up?
Yeah,
I can see that. I can see them both getting in the 20s.
Well, the reason why you're playing in Vegas, you can't have a 13-14 game in Vegas. Too much money on the line. The seats are going for too much money. Hey, that'd be talking about that crap for the rest of the year if it's a game like that.
I think there's a chance. Of a lopsided win for one of the other. They both have I think San Francisco defense
feel better.
It's pretty good. But the only bad part about the San Francisco defense is that they back in is bad. And Mahomes is good. So they back in is bad. It ain't no way to cut that. They ain't good at all. I mean,
yeah.
I think they below average. So
yeah, I mean,
you know,
you're right, because what I see, man, I really see they going 2x2. They're going to start off with the run game, open up inside, make the linebackers come down, and then what's going to start happening is you're going to start isolating one-on-one on the outside, going 3x1, and then guess who got to deal with then? They're going to go vertical on a lot of those open formations to have Kelce to go underneath in those dragon routes. Then you're going to start sitting in the zone, the 2x2, but he in the slot. You know, most linebackers cannot check him. Yeah. So what you got to do then? So now you got to go from, you know, your basic to now to your nickel, possibly dime, and bring extra DBs in the game to guard him. So, hey, I'm looking for Travis Kelce to have about 8 catches for about 115.
Go ahead, give it, because I was looking at the prop bets today, and I was thinking, like, I was sitting there going to say, I said, well, I chop it up with everybody today. Throw some prop bets on it. So do you think Purdy get 300 yards?
Who? I think he could.
Big Purdy. Brock Purdy, San Francisco. You think he'd go for 300 yards?
It depends on how Kansas City defense play.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, you know, you think about what you saw last week with Lamar. You think
I think when you go into this game, you don't rate Kansas City defense on the same level that you rate Baltimore defense.
No,
so you come in with a little change of game plan because you say, well, they ain't got this big high power defense, but yet, and still, Kansas City can put you in the dirt every damn player they want to.
Now it is inside, so you know that should have some bearing. The game gonna be inside, climate control,
right.
So you ain't gotta worry about weather, and you know everybody get to do everything they want to do. I think. Man, it's going to be a lot of talent on the field because I was sitting there thinking about Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuels, what? Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if Kansas City can handle all that, as you know, can stop them from scoring.
The thing about that is they can't stop Kansas City from scoring. That's the problem.
Yeah, because they back in is bad.
Yeah.
DJ 50-50 and popped it on Good Brothers Committee.
Man, what's going on? What's going on?
So we're gonna ask you the same question. Who you got? What you got for this weekend of Super Bowl?
I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. I just hope my squirrel hits. I don't really got nobody. I didn't have my number here on
man, just here. Answer the question, man.
You ain't gonna go for the black quarterback?
Man, he a hair breeze.
You racist.
Chad, don't be like that. But yeah, I'm gonna say this. I don't think the 49er quarterback scared at all. So I think he's gonna come in and do his thing, whatever, right? And I hate to say it, I think the 49ers gonna win.
Well, that X factor. That's the X factor, McCaffrey. If he have a good game, they got a good chance of winning.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think Debo for San Francisco is gonna be the most important player on the field. I think Kansas City. If I was, you know, and I'm not like expert like Chad, but if I had to take somebody away from Purdy, I would take McCaffrey away. And I'll make him, and now he's been doing it, I'll make him make throws to Debo and Ayuk. But if you can take McCaffrey away, you can hold, I think you can do a better chance of holding them down. Because McCaffrey is just that utility guy, like Kamara is for the Saints, and just like how that the guy Gibbs at Detroit want to be for them. You know, so, you know, and they're, you know, I think if you can hold McCaffrey from running, you know, I think you got a good shot at that. Now the thing with the Chiefs with me is that concerns me is, you know, like Chad was giving a description of how you game plan Kelce open. It's the other wide receivers make sure can they catch the ball? Because how many games we set up here and watch with Kansas City where they going back and forth, good great game, then Kansas City have a big drop.
Yeah,
somebody dropped it. You know,
well,
that, I mean, if you look at their losses this year, you can almost point to like drop here, drop there. That's my concern with Kansas City. You know, the receiver made the play, the guy who made the play against Baltimore, he had dropped two game balls. You know, they could have won a game. So, but you know, I'm going to roll with Kansas City. I'm going to roll with the black quarterback.
All right. Henry.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with
that. Look, I'm going to say this again. I don't think Kansas City has enough defense to stop McCaffrey. McCaffrey will have a field day tomorrow. And then you get Debo rolling, man, it might be a long day for Kansas City tomorrow. So I don't expect Kansas City to win at all. You go on for like defense and who is Kansas City star linebacker? Boston? They star linebacker or something? But he. That's how they got in Boston. Who is good in the defense?
Now they got a good defensive front now. That defensive front and their cornerbacks and their secondary is a lot better than San Francisco's. A lot better than San Francisco's.
Oh, talking about defensive front of Kansas City?
Yeah.
They got Chris Jones that played Mississippi State, right here in Mississippi. Yeah. I mean, they got the other guy on the other end. He's pretty good. I mean, like, their front four is, like, tough, and they deep up front.
Yeah.
So they cause a lot of havoc inside, too. Like, they – Right. They two inside, so they one and two.
Yeah.
So, they ain't caught no having a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they did. They kept Lamar from running.
Man, Lamar could have ran a lot, man. Nah. He just didn't do it. See, Lamar lost that game.
No, you're not looking at it from a quarterback standpoint. I'm sure Lamar saw open field, he'd have took off. But when you got people right there from his standpoint where he can see him, well, where are you running to?
Well, we all know that during that week right there, there's a lot of receivers that lost when we're dropping passes. From Lamar's team, from Detroit team or whatever, a lot of teams are dropping passes. But I just don't see them – how they going to – man, I don't see them stopping Purdy.
Purdy would never have a game like he had last week. When have you ever seen Purdy scramble out the backfield?
Hey,
that was the luck of the draw.
Chad, your ball is not working, Chad.
I said, you do anything when you're about to get hit. There you go. Right. Somebody about to sting your ass, you're going to do a whole lot of moves.
Let's be honest.
I'm going to tell you.
Detroit head coach lost that game.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, of course.
You can do stuff in the regular season, playoff time. You take points. You can't leave them points on the field.
In education, we got something called data-driven decision. I get the analytics. Sometimes that's bullshit. I'm be honest with you.
Right.
Common sense is common sense.
Yeah.
You got four down in the playoffs against one of the top-rated teams in the NFL. You're gonna take the points.
You gotta take
because the points they gave away on fourth down they missed was really about 26 points.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the game.
I'm gonna tell y'all, sir, I don't think the game is going to be close. I think the 49ers gonna be braced up with it. And I'm not a 49ers fan at all.
And that's why, Eric, you know what? You are a Trump supporter.
But I don't know how you know. I am a Trump supporter. I don't know how you know.
If he gonna eliminate payroll taxes,
everybody should vote for him.
Well, man, that's how grandmama them get their social security, my brother.
That man ain't finna do that shit, man. I can't believe how that dude be fooling y'all, man. Double motherfucker walking, man. No.
But I'll race him, though. I'll race him. Look at the top.
Put your red hat on, man. Put your red hat on so we can kick you out.
DJ MAGA.
That's crazy.
Okay.
I'll go back to what Doug said.
It's going to all fall on the quarterback.
Yeah,
and I just think Mahomes got too much experience for San Francisco. I really do.
I do too.
Well, I agree with that. And let me say this. You know, Doug made a very good point. The experience, but it's the playoff experience that Mahomes brings to this game. Now, I'm not gonna take anything for Purdy. You know, as a former football player, former coach, whatever. You know, I'm very proud of Brock Purdy when he's accomplished the time that he's been a starting quarterback in the NFL in that atmosphere, under that type of pressure. Gotta give him his props.
You know
what I'm saying? Because to me, he's probably the next Joe Montana. I said that. He's probably the next Joe Montana. If he's able to stay upright and they keep him from getting stung.
Hey, look, you can't take nothing from him because these 2 years he's been put together, These 3 years he's put together, he's been a top 10 quarterback. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But I go back to something Chad said, when Preston Smith, the guy from Mississippi State, I think if they can rattle him a little bit, you can keep McCaffrey from running because he's pretty accurate with the ball.
Nope. McCaffrey going to run all night. Nope.
Put your hand down now.
But here's the thing, though. San Francisco can't stop water. They can't stop the run. You see how Detroit ran all over.
Hey, what you got?
This is what I got. I'm gonna go by what you just said, right? And what Doug said, experience, right? That's what I said, experience. But do you remember when Kurt Warner had all the experience and Tom Brady came in there and won that Super Bowl? Experience don't mean nothing.
Well, it does. Bro, now,
I can't
wait.
Hold on a second. Experience don't mean nothing.
No.
Not when it comes down to games like this. You got a lot of quarterbacks.
So you gonna take the little short boy in Arizona over Brock Purdy?
Nope.
That's my whole point.
What's the dude's name?
Yeah, that's my whole point.
I wouldn't do it.
That's my whole point. Experience Josh, does. My Josh Allen.
I think Josh Allen.
I mean, of course.
But those are
different circumstances, and that's, I think, what Preston getting to. You talking about the circumstances, and then you talking about the certain stage. You know, and I think that's what Preston was getting at.
Right.
You know, you can't take away what that man has done on this particular stage, and when he's done it in a short time that he did it.
Right.
Coming off the bench, out of oblivion, and starting for one of the top teams in the NFL. You cannot dispel that. You can't discount it. But at the same time, I will give you credit, though. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact that everybody can't handle that, even with the experience they may have.
Yeah.
Because everybody can't handle that stage.
I agree. Chad said it best. A lot of people talk about it, but a few people are really about it. Because that ain't, you know, they say, I would have did this, I would have did that. But when the lights come on, man, you get the whole different thing. How many people, Chad, think about your playing days, Chad. How many people was talking about, oh, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. When the game start, you can't find it.
You know, man, they in the bathroom throwing up, man.
right.
They trying to hide up under the bench. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for real, I'd have seen that before. Like, whoa, cuz, you okay?
I'm playing basketball.
And look, as a matter of fact, true story. My crab here playing at Jackson State. Carlos Cosby, man, one of my great guys. He's now U.S. Marshal. He was an NFL prospect, one of the best in the swag, all swag. Get ready to play Steve McNair. You know, I'm a crab now. I had to play.
Right.
So we walk out, of course, pregame, make a long story short, pregame, you know, you see other people out here. When we came back out for kickoff, it was SRO, standing room only. The Scouts NFL Canadian Football League took up almost two sections by the press box. Carlos Cosby was like 6'5 and a half, 6'6. He looked down on me and said, "Hey, girl, how you doing? Good?" He said, "Welcome to the big time. Did you know my heart started beating real fast?
right.
My nuts almost went into the top of my throat. And we was on TV too. And I can hear my uncle say, 'Don't you mess up on TV.'" So everybody can handle that stage.
Some people made for it,
some people not.
Yeah, that's facts. We've all been in games and you can look at people's eyes and know they don't want to touch the ball.
Right.
But the duck cutting time, like, you know, it ain't for everybody. That ain't for everybody.
It's like in basketball, that guy who talk about taking that shot, he do this and be like,
I pulled that. Nah, shit. Kicking the ball out of bounds like who's
air ball.
But that happens all the time.
At the end of a game like that, you gonna be depending on the special team to do something. Special team got to come through. Defense got to come through. You got to turn over, and somebody on that special team got to do something special. That's why they call it special team.
Yeah.
So y'all playing
in 49ers? Yeah, they do. That the back end of 49ers is bad.
That's bad. Real bad.
That back real end bad. Is bad.
And you don't know.
I don't want to call a young brother name out because he's in the league. So that number 20 can't guard nobody. They go to Queen of the Hill Valentine's Day.
Number 7 ain't easy. Number 7 be
holding. But that is And at the end of the day, everybody know Deebo Samuel just came off an injury. And they hit that boy and hurt him. Oh, that's that dynamic of the game doesn't change. They use Deebo more than they use any other player on the field.
Yeah, Deebo like 35% of the offense besides Chris McCaffrey.
Yeah. That's why I say you have to pick your poison. I take McCaffrey from him and then see what he do. Take McCaffrey from him and see what
he's gonna be hard to do that, Preston. It's gonna be hard.
Okay. I think that front end came. I think they came.
Then you got Deebo. They ain't gonna take Deebo from
him. At the end of the day, if you just have a good game.
Yeah, I'm leaning toward what you said. The score gonna be something like late 20s, early 30s. What's going on, Dex? Nick Saban walked into the building.
Tell him he a MAGA supporter too. Go choke himself to sleep.
Right. Hey, the score gonna be 37-17.
So you said Kansas City went 37-17?
No, 49.
Put a 9-4 in there because I think I got 9-4 in one of my squares. Now I'm on like 10 different squares. I don't even know all my numbers. I'm gonna have to wait till the game over with to see if I win something.
Man, I got the Chiefs 31-24.
That's good.
I got 37-27
then.
10 points.
Like I said,
I'm gonna tell you like this. Kansas City gonna definitely score more than 17 points. They might have 17-4 halftime.
I might have 17 the first quarter.
Look, the 49ers gonna jump out on them fast, man. They ain't gonna be able to stop
them. Man, I'm telling you, that back end is bad. It's bad, man. You saw it in the Detroit game. It's bad. That back end is bad. And then they can't handle the zone run.
You know what they gonna do?
Hey, with that being said, guys, we only got a few more minutes to get out of here. Y'all remember the Cigar of the Week, the Nimitz Thunder, Rocky Patel. Duck, I was telling him earlier, Heath was our guy. He helped get us started, you know, one of our first vendors out here.
Right.
Thunder's going to be the Cigar of the Week. What you smoking now, Duck?
I'm smoking the Rocky Patel A10.
Oh, the A10, okay.
Yeah.
And I know Chad's smoking the Asylum, what, Asylum 13? That's six.
Yes, Lord. That's yes, Lord.
That's that big one.
Yes, Lord.
What is that? The Magic Toe? What is that, Eric?
This right here is an Annie Bradley double Broadleaf.
Oh, Broadleaf, okay.
That's a good stick right there. I love that stick.
Broadleaf. Well, guys, y'all got anything else before we get out of here?
Man, as always, hit the share, like, subscribe button. Let us know in the comments what you feel about Sunday. Man, let us know your favorite stick. Chime in, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you want to have a good conversation, meet us right here on the hill. We appreciate you, Duck. Eric, always. Preston Powell the third, my main man.
Let's go down there. And look, if y'all not doing nothing for the Super Bowl, you know, we always do an annual big event here at Churchill. You know, we have food. We have a whole bunch of cigar swag from all our vendors that we're going to be giving away, and we have a great time. I mean, we're 9 years in it, right, Duck? We make it happen.
There it is.
Nine years in.
There it is. It ain't no sprint. It's a marathon, baby.
There you go, man. With that being said, man, we out of here.
All right, peace.
All right.